like boobies.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Great, great. Wait for it with John Cusack.
What is your favorite word?
Kinkajou.
Not this part.
Don't I have a scene with a kinkajou in the new movie?
Yeah.
Wait until James Lipton, Lipton asks him what his favorite cuss word is.
What turns you on?
Energy.
What turns you off?
Passivity.
What sound or noise do you love?
I like hearing the sound of a home run.
What sound or noise do you hate?
When it's against the Cubs.
Now, the moment the world has waited for. Here we go. What is your favorite Chris word?
Three, I'd say, top contenders.
Right.
I'd say, mother and.
He has the big three.
He's got the big three.
FMFCS.
I'm going to get bleeped.
Oh, you'll get bleeped.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, ladies.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Ladies only.
Let me look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
No. We have nothing but great expectations. As long as
we're looking ladies for real quality.
Cut the jibber jabber.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
It's funny, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, lines are open right now. Never mind. And we'll see what type of MILF calls in the next. What do we got for this segment? 10 to 15 minutes?
You know, I really do like the fact that we've done some of this on the internet because it really is. It's fun to have theater of the mind, but it's more fun to see pictures.
Yeah. Listen, it really is tempting. We could take all of the contestants from the internet, but I really miss the one-on-one interaction.
Sure. That's nice to do a little screening, our own personal screening here.
We're talking to ladies on the telephone. So even if you have sent us an email already, call in. This is your chance.
We've got two slots we're going to give away today for an opportunity to win your tickets to Hannah Montana.
And $1,000.
Yeah. $1,000 to go along with it.
Here we go. Let's start. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm trying to reach you. It's tougher to get than the president.
Is this the sampling guy?
It's Fred Rogers, I bet.
Yeah,
I feel the same way, Buzz. That's why I'm talking over his little tapes that he has.
We sure are hungry.
You know, I don't know what it is, but the more I talk to you, the more I feel like you just don't want to go along with me. Is that it?
Yes.
It's me.
You're holding up a telephone line that a MILF could be calling on.
Attractive women.
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn.
Okay. Great.
Bye!
Good timing. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely worth it.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
I want to talk about football. I want to say that they should take the two worst teams in the NFL and match them up and have them play a game and call it the Toilet Bowl.
This is what we get when we're looking for MILFs. Mm-hmm.
Is this the guy that I had on the phone before?
He does sound similar.
I called a little while ago.
Did you call about 2 hours ago before we went on the air today?
Oh, about an hour ago, probably.
Oh, no.
Praise in hell.
Are you the guy, when the phone rang, you heard this?
Hello.
And then you said hello. Do you remember that?
Yeah. That was me.
What is your name, sir?
Jerry. Webster.
Jerry Webster?
Yes, sir.
Occasionally, I will amuse myself before the show.
Yes.
If the lines are ringing, I pick them up. I don't say anything. I just play the tapes that go, hello, hello, hello.
It's the warm-up.
Okay.
You're doing your own warm-up.
This guy, my God, was talking to absolutely every tape.
He enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was me. I hope you recorded that.
Where are you from, Jerry?
Wellington, Kansas.
Hello there. Wichita.
Close to Wichita, about 30 miles south of Wichita.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, leave Ellen DeGenerate alone.
Have you no Desitin?
Was that it?
No bad touch, please.
No bad touch. Oh, now, come on. There's
Hurry up. We're burning daylight.
There's no such thing as a bad touch.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
That sounds like smoke on the water.
Yes, please. By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
Well, does it matter if it's red or white?
Change me, Mommy.
Change me, Mommy. Mommy, boobies.
Let's get busy.
I smell fish.
I'm wearing a little black dress.
Oh, my. And I'm wearing a little white one with red lipstick.
And I'm wearing a rocking pair of ruby slippers.
All right. Could I sniff them?
Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
Oh, I scare myself. Usually when I
love cheese. Yes?
Yes? Yes?
Yes?
Oh, here's another one. I am just calling to say...
Yes?
That I am not gay.
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
I was not gay, but I'll tell you, one time I did walk into a bathroom with a tube of Ben Gay, and I smeared it on my left testicle.
No way.
To get rid of a pesky pimple.
No.
Yes.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
Oh, no. I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
Use the good powder, please.
Does that count?
Not so dirty. I crave seduction.
Oh, seduction? You mean like a Hoover vacuum cleaner?
Seduce me with your feet.
Well, let me get it out and plug it in then.
No way.
Yes way.
Yes?
Yes.
Let's get busy.
Let's get dizzy. Okay.
Yes. Red. In a box. Warm to the touch. I smell halibut.
I smell fish.
Time for loving.
I'm for anything sexual.
Make me feel loved.
Oh, Felice Mavi Dodd.
Do you love my glasses?
Do you love my glasses?
Yes.
Okay, then. We're there. We're square.
I find an enema clears my mind.
I find an enema cleared my butt.
I prefer red wine.
White for me, thank you.
You are a good whore.
As opposed to a bad whore?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, this must end.
Okay.
Goodbye and goodbye.
Bye.
Bravo. That was an unexpected bonus. The only question I wish we could have asked him was how much did he weigh?
That was eerily identical to what happened before the show. I mean, the same responses on his end. He must be an idiot.
Now we got a lot of MILFs on the line. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
So sorry about that. We were just having fun with that guy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
There you go. Hi.
Hello.
Honey. Hello. What is your name?
I am Kitty, like a cat.
Oh, Kitty, like a pussycat.
Miss Kitty. Yeah. How are you, Miss Kitty?
I am just dandy.
Kitty, are you a MILF?
I would like to think so.
So would we.
May we ask your age?
I am 47.
Now, I think that this, I would like a woman above the age of 40.
Sure.
In this
Who is the celebrity people tell you look like, Kitty?
Well... You know, I'm not sure, but I have long blonde hair, hazel eyes.
Kitty, this is the mother of all strip trivias.
Here, Kitty.
Kind of important.
You really got to tell us, are you hot or not?
Yes, I am hot. I get hit on at bars even when I'm with my husband.
Is it a cougar kind of hit-on thing, do you think?
Well, they're younger than me, so I would like to think so.
Now, Kitty, when people hit on you, you know, you must hear that we ask people the celebrity they most resemble. Can you approximate any celebrity?
This is sad, okay? This is going to sound dated, but people used to tell me, Farrah Fawcett, but like in her younger years.
Not like in the burning bed years.
Not like in the what happened to you.
And certainly not in the TMZ years.
Cancer years. Or yeah, TMZ years. How would that be now?
This isn't Kitty from the dentist's office, is it?
No.
Okay.
All right, and Kitty?
Why? You want me to be?
Hey, Kitty Cat, let's hear about the young one that you'd like to win the tickets for.
My son is 7 years old. And he is,
Homo.
I was going to enter a MILF contest. Oh, I know what that is.
Homo.
Oh, he knew about it, huh?
Wow. He knows what a MILF is.
Wow. And where are you from, Kitty?
I'm in Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg, very close by.
So you're, I don't know, should we use these voices if a boy wants to go see Hannah Montana?
I'm not sure. I don't know enough about Hannah Montana because my kids are just out of that age range.
Right.
Let me tell you, Hannah Montana, I think adult, my niece, who is 20, almost 21, watches Hannah Montana.
And Hannah Montana is, a hot-looking girl.
Yes.
Your boy, he's 7, you said?
And yes, and he knows what the hot girls are.
Does he watch the show, or does he listen to the music, or
he
both?
He watches the show. I think he's got,
How developed is he as a young man?
How what?
How developed is he as a young man?
Chest hair.
Okay, well, let me just tell you that my other niece changed his diaper the first time, she went, oh, my God.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. So
you're a fun lover, aren't you, Kitty?
Yes!
You know what? I think we need someone with Kitty's personality.
I do, too. Uh-huh. I think Kitty should be a keeper. We should have a keeper Kitty.
Yeah.
I am a keeper Kitty.
And good for you.
I predict that Kitty will come to Strip Trivia on Thursday, and before she gets in the studio, she'll knock back about 14 martinis.
Good for you for having a 7-year-old who knows what the F word is.
He does.
Like yours don't.
Hey.
Miss Kitty.
Harry doesn't even know that word.
Kitty, you're in. Listen, you're in.
Okay, wonderful.
Yes. We'll look forward to seeing Miss Kitty Farrah Fawcett.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, hold on a second. Darling, hold on. Would you please be a dear and at least describe your body?
Yes, very good idea.
Okay, well, let's see. I wear like a size 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it like a size 7 or is it a size 7?
Well, it's between a 7 or a 5.
Oh, okay. So
okay, it's not right. Bigger.
They vary. All right, very
okay.
Good.
All right.
Okay, and I would like my boobs put back where they used to be.
Kitty, when you Kitty, when you go to the beach in summertime, or you hang out by the pool, Kitty, when you go to the beach, what kind of beachwear do you use?
Bikinis, Brazilian cut.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, see that that just improved things a little bit.
Could you tie a square knot with your nipples?
Well, we're not even going to go there because I'll tell you what, my husband, when I say I want a boob job, he's like, no, you don't need one because it's all about the nipples and yours are fine.
Okay. You know what?
Welcome to the show, Kitty.
You kicked it over the top with
sure
the nipples.
Did. Welcome to the show.
Nice job, Kitty.
Hold on, Kitty. See you on Thursday.
Okay.
Kitty. You're going to say see you in Toledo.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. You know who you were just talking to? You were just talking to my identical twin sister, Kitty.
Oh, really? This is so now we've got a neighborhood involved in this.
This is her twin sister, Kathy.
Are you a MILF?
Well, if she is, I guess I am.
My God, what if we had twins?
Are we you have twins.
Are you identical
this
twins?
Is an identical twin calling.
Hold on, get the other girl back on the phone. Kitty. Hello, Kitty.
You've got my identical twin on the other line.
And you guys were calling separately, and you hadn't, you hadn't concocted this scheme?
No, isn't that funny?
Oh, this is good. This is good. Twins.
We got to have sisters.
This is like karma.
Strip trivia twins.
Kathy. Hey, Kathy.
Wait, you want to know who? Do you remember when you all went to Hooters and the girl who wanted the boob job? The waitress there who wanted the boob job?
Yes.
I'm her mother.
That's good enough for me.
I think I met this
that
woman.
Is good enough. You met her, Buzz?
I think I did.
Doesn't Buzz meet every female that listens to the show?
Of course he does. But really, I do remember the waitress that came on stage with us. Right. And if you're the mother of that waitress, that's fine with us.
Okay, well then, how about we put down the twin sisters, Kitty and Kathy?
Do we have room for one more today since we've got twins here?
Sure. Kathy, would you like to play?
Yes. I guess since my twin is doing it, I guess I'm going to.
Do you go to the beach and wear a bikini with Brazilian cut?
No, I do wear a bikini, though, but I don't wear a Brazilian cut.
Kathy, who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Well, Well, a lot of people have told me sort of Gwyneth Paltrow and the girl from, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise.
Kelly McGillis?
Kelly McGillis.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's that, Top Gun?
Yeah. Kelly McGillis from the Top Gun days.
So we're like a mixture of all three of those. Farrah Fawcett, not the other two.
Okay. Well, it sounds
but
like it might...
But we took the good parts.
Right. Are you smokers?
I'm
not, no.
Kitty, you are.
Yeah.
May we guess your brand?
Yes.
I'm going to say Marlboro Lights.
No.
I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to say more.
No, try girly. Girly.
Virginia Slims.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly.
How identical are you two? Will we have trouble determining one from another?
Probably.
Do you want us to dress alike?
Yes.
Yes, that would be outstanding, ladies.
Yeah, we all jumped in with that one. Yes.
Catholic schoolgirl outfits.
Please, yes.
It's not too much
Who
trouble.
Is the wilder of the two of you?
Well, I'm a biker.
Oh, you're a biker? Do you have tattoos?
Yeah, I have one tattoo, and I have been known to come home with many beads when I do go to bike week.
Oh, which means you
show your tatas.
No inhibitions. But Kitty, did you say you're the wilder one?
I would think I am the one. Well, you know, I guess it depends on how much I had to drink.
Oh my!
Which one of you girls has probably asked more D?
It's more what?
Who's given more oral?
Me.
That's Kathy?
Yeah.
Yes, that's Kathy.
And Kitty, you're not disagreeing with that?
No, I'll agree with that.
And are both of you married?
Now, who's gotten more?
Oh,
that's a whole other thing.
Oh, Kitty, that sounds like you've gotten more.
Yeah, probably.
Wow, Kitty.
Kitty litter.
And you and you guys get along pretty well, it sounds
we
like.
We get along great.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, girls. We'd love to have you both come down on Wednesday. Hold on. Give Joe your information, okay?
Okay, great.
Thursday, right? We're doing it Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday. I'm sorry.
That's it. We've got twins.
Our first
twin MILFs.
Wow.
Kitty and Kathy Pigeon.
The Pigeon sisters will be here.
And they're smart.
They do sound smart. Absolutely.
Smart as a whip.
They're equally smart.
Todd and Mike show.
Hello.
They're Kelly Pickler smart.
You don't sound like a MILF.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
No, I'm just asking if you guys got an engineer there that knows how to work the board.
What do you mean?
What's your problem?
Well, you gotta turn Don's mic up and turn Mike's down and turn Speewax off, for God's sakes.
Well, what do you think? Are you having problems, sir?
Yeah.
Are you having problems hearing me?
Yeah.
Is it annoying you that my microphone's too loud?
Yeah.
Really? Well,
get it fixed, man.
How's that?
That's a hell of a lot better.
How's that? Is that good for you?
You want me to come there and show you how to do it?
I want you to come down there and climb in my bung.
I felt the love there. I really did feel the love. Rob, did you feel the love there?
I just hope his twin calls in.
His twin. That's Kitty's husband.
Anyway, I just want to say hi to Chip Fetro. No hard feelings about that whole pornography of the ceiling thing.
Don't worry about it. Come down here and fix the tiles.
That was an old glass eye of yours. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I am the perfect MILF.
Why is that?
Get out of here. You are not.
Yes, I am.
Why?
I'm the lady from...
Oh, no, you can't.
Oh, dear me. Yeah. And didn't we all enjoy that movie, Weekend, about Bernie's?
Uh-huh. You remember her voice.
And Mike, this is that lady from Weekend about Bernie's.
Weekend about Bernie's.
Wow.
This is the lovely Brenda Vaccaro calling you right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, get the daughter in, too. You have to trifecta with the mothers and the daughter.
Now we got somebody who's really ramped up.
Thinking overtime.
Oh,
she is above age.
She's 47.
Well, the daughter is,
seven.
Old enough.
No, the other daughter that she was talking about, the one at Hooters.
At Hooters.
Right, but then she also was saying that she had a 7-year-old as well that she was playing for the
that
Hannah
she's
Montana
playing for,
well.
But it would depend on what the judges said if they wanted the daughter to participate as well. It'd be an extra chance for the family to win.
The adult daughter.
I vote yes.
I vote yes, too.
which one of these girls has the daughter? Is it Kitty or Kathy?
Yeah, are they still on the line or are they gone?
Joe's getting...
I think it was Kitty.
Kitty?
I think so, too.
And Joe, put Kitty on hold, please. Joe? what happened? Joe?
Oh, okay.
He's on the phone. He's talking to one of them now. So one of them, I think it might have been Kathy that had the daughter at Hooters.
Hey, Joe, put Kathy on hold, please. Hey, Joe?
Hold on a second. Yes, Don?
Would you be a love and put Kathy on hold for a moment?
Sure, hold on. I want to talk to you.
There's that personality coming through.
Mm-hmm. He's very busy, Mike. Very, very busy.
Joe.
Hello there, Kathy.
No, this is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, is it your daughter that works at Hooters?
Yes.
And how old is your daughter, Kathy?
She'll be 21 in March, March 1st.
Would there be any chance that you could bring her down to play, too?
I don't know if she'd play, but I know she'd come.
Well, that's fine, too.
We'd love to watch that.
And, yeah, because just FYI, she did have that boob job done.
As we said, she is more than welcome to come down and enjoy the festivities.
She had more than enough.
We'd love her to attend.
Okay, I'll bring her with me.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, honey.
Wonderful.
Hello, Don and my show.
Bonus.
Hello. Oh, we got a break.
Sorry. Boy, that was a bonus.
It sure was.
We've got twins.
Maybe,
we've got twins and one with a daughter.
Maybe one of the twins will bring identical twins, and one of them will bring her grown-up daughter who works at Hooters who had to have breast reduction surgery.
Yeah, we're very excited about this. I remember that lady from up on stage with us. Uh-huh. Very nice girl.
Sure. Okay, let's close it down for today.
Very
That's
good.
It. Let's shut it down.
Shut her down, boys.
Done. We are done.
Shut her down.
That means we got how many from the internet? We got four from the internet.
Four from the internet, two from yesterday live, and two from today live.
Two from today. Means, and maybe the sisters. So we got tomorrow. We have only two spots left.
Two more slots. Slots left.
They may be filled on the internet. Who knows?
It depends on the pictures we get overnight.
Right.
Email us at donandmikewebsite.com. All the information is right there on our website. Do you know if we've got the picture up yet of that hot milf?
Joe's working on it right now.
That would be Beth. Mm-hmm. Beth the hot milf.
Let up real quick.
And she doesn't need to say a celebrity she most resembles.
No.
She's her own celebrity.
Looks like Beth.
Boy, I hope she loses. She's so hot.
Well, you never know how that game goes, you know. You never know how it's going to work.
it's still Miley Cyrus up on the front page.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get it up there.
We'll put the picture up. We'd like to have that up so all of the ladies thinking about competing can see exactly what they're up against.
Yeah, good chance to check out the competition.
Okay,
right.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.